Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can be cool. On that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him? You gotta talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
We could still be running late on time, and not everyone's here. It's CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, superlive.com. You can go to greaterthangreatdebate.com to see what we're talking about tonight in the Greater Than Great Debate, which we'll get to here in a moment. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Critical Rock and Second to $49 Shab, hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin'. That's the intern, King Kittens.
What's up?
And the others decided to, well, this is not a Rob week,
I was going to say, Rob, well, also, because of tomorrow, I mean, he is the godfather, so, therefore.
It is his day, but this wouldn't have been his week, because if we do it, based on what his schedule was, it's every other week. With how his hours were going to be. So it would have been an every other week thing. Maybe he shows up tonight, but I don't think he was scheduled for this week. Subway, on the other hand. I don't have any answers for that one. So
maybe he's fighting a world boss.
Maybe fighting a world boss of some sort at some point in time. So yeah, so tonight in the Greater Great Debate, because we like to come up with ideas that are unique and different and first time evers. We're doing the Gray and the Great Debate on dad jokes, year three, because why not? Because why not? It's that time of the year. I mean, I had an NBA one scheduled for this week, and I went, I can push that to next week. Cause,
I mean, the season's already over, so.
No, it was draft related, because the draft is Thursday.
Oh.
So we're going to tie it into the draft.
Wait, it's Thursday.
Also, you're really into the mic. Like,
sorry, that was.
There was a lot of openings in the mic. Appreciate that one. So, that's...
No problem. I do what I can.
So, that's Thursday. So, next week, we're going to have a debate based around basketball for the draft, but it'll be 2 days late, not beforehand. Because this, you couldn't put off for another year. I mean, we're going to make it a tradition like none other.
No, this is the U.S. Open weekend.
Is it a U.S. Open weekend?
Yeah, it's the U.S. Open.
That's still a thing.
Yep. I mean, I know that, like, every golf organization is all uniting and that... Like, people are all pissed off because, like, oh, we were trying to get away from the PGA, and now the PGA and the, whatever the Saudi golf thing is now going to be, like, housed under one organization that is run by the PGA, so.
Mm-hmm. That's always good. But I has a story to tell.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
About people.
Oh, about people.
About people being stupid.
Oh.
So, everyone's on Facebook, and you all know about these Facebook pages that people can, community neighborhood pages and stuff, right? How people post on things that's going on in their neighborhood. All the Karens in the world decide to go on Facebook and post. You know these things, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to read you a Facebook post that was put out there once it decides to click through and load and give me the thing to do the thing. So, this person who, my friend and her partner left their house for 6 minutes on Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. to walk their dogs around the block, around two American name streets. In the short amount of time they were gone, they experienced a man who broke in and stole two of her purses. They list where he lived off of. They named his name. His name is Charlie. If anyone knows any information about this person, please let me know. Community outreach. Finding it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person, because they got named, replied to the Facebook post. It was the wrong house, and I figured I might as well grab something on the way out. I would return the purse, but I had already sold them, so nothing really I can do at this moment.
Hey.
They replied to the post. First of all. Then someone was giving them advice, and he replied, "Don't tell me what to do with my life. It's mine, not yours. It doesn't matter to you what I did with the money. I'm just here to admit I'm wrong, and I'm sorry, and it won't happen again. I don't understand why none of you people can just understand I'm truly sorry."
Because you went into someone's wrong house, stole the fucking purse. People are going to call you out on that shit.
But I apologize for my actions. It will not happen again.
Yeah, I set a house on fire. Well, I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry. That doesn't resolve the fact that the house was on fire.
So what do we think that good old Charlie did with the money? It was probably drugs. It was probably drugs. It was most likely drugs. It was in that type of section of the city. It was probably drugs. And the cops aren't going to do anything about it, because it was a purse. When they stole a purse and sold it, what are we going to do about you? It's the cops. They're busy dealing with other things. But it's like, you go on the Facebook post, go like, yeah, I apologize. Yeah, because I'm an idiot. I don't get people. But
People are morons.
People are, in fact, morons. Yes, that's a...
Individual people can be stupid. Large groups of people are definitely stupid.
Large groups of people are definitely stupid, yes. So, have you been to a Sonic?
Not in a long time.
Well, in New Mexico, a Sonic employee was arrested after allegedly losing his bag of cocaine while preparing a hot dog.
It happens.
Hey, look, some decided to join us.
Doing bumps while you're, making food. Perfectly makes sense.
Authorities say the 54-year-old was arrested Tuesday after a woman found a bag of white powder inside her order. She told police she discovered the baggie after taking a bite of her hot dog. Officer Gonzalez then spit out the bag, but didn't say whether she ingested any of the drugs. I think that's pretty scary. We come here to get food for our families, and if a child found it, it could have been pretty bad or deadly. The surveillance video showed,
regardless, it's very careless of, your drugs. You don't deserve them if you can't.
If it fell into the actual hot dog.
Right. That's probably a good fucking gram. That was a good $60 right there wasted.
They were frantically searching for something he lost, according to the surveillance video. He then admitted that two drugs belonged to him and told them he bought them from someone in the Sonic parking lot. So that adds,
the manager.
That adds to it. So not only are you setting yourself up for, you lost your drugs, you're just saying now your parking lot is the place to get the drugs. It's going to want to make people come back to that building.
Oh.
People, I tell you. People. So with those couple stories out of the way, let's get edumacated from the intern.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent, what are you going to teach us about tonight?
All right, so first up, we're going to go over this week in wrestling history. Then we'll move on to celebrity birthdays and finish it out with a topical movie of the week.
Nobody puts intern. He lives in the corner, though. He lives in the corner.
It is my corner. I got banished to the corner, and I have turned it into my office.
He has.
I am the CEO of the corner.
CEO of the... I don't know if that's...
Chief Educational Officer.
Chief Educational Officer. Wow, fancy title.
There we, See?
Fancy title he just gave himself out of nowhere.
I put that on my resume for the network. So, this week in wrestling history, first up, June 12th, 2005. The first ECW one-night stand took place at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Huzzah.
That was actually a really good show.
It was a good show.
The one thing I hated, though, and I talked, or we mentioned this when we had discussed it, was something else happened when we were talking about, like, the, I think the second one. I didn't like the first one when you had all of the WWE wrestlers up in the rafters and being idiots, like Edge doing the spit take and all of that.
But that was, you said three words. Or you said two words, not three. Matt freaking Hardy. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Was that, was the first one night stand where, JBL busted open, Meanie the hard way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. June 13th, 1993, the first ever King of the Ring pay-per-view was held. They had had King of the Ring tournaments beforehand, but this is the first time it was actually made a pay-per-view. Bret Hart happened to win that one and then was subsequently attacked by Jerry Lawler during the coronation. June 13th, 2006. This is a day that will go down in history. This is when the true ECW show debuted on Sci-Fi.
On Sci-Fi, yeah.
And it was also the debut of which character, Rock?
The zombie?
The ECW zombie! Somewhere we have that WTR riff. Of all of us.
It's on a YouTube channel somewhere. Somewhere. I don't remember what YouTube channel I put it on, but it's out there somewhere.
It is on a channel somewhere. And yeah, we had fun with that one. That was entertaining. June 15th, 2009, in storyline, Vince McMahon sells Monday Night Raw to who, Rock?
Trump?
Former President Donald Trump. In real life, stocks took a real tumble the day after with the news. Because it wasn't made clear that that was actually part of a storyline. They had to come out, no, he doesn't actually own Monday Night Raw. It's okay. June 15th, 2016. TNA taped the final deletion match between Matt and Jeff Hardy, though it wasn't aired until July 5th. June 16th, 1998, at a Monday Night Raw taping in Austin, Texas, the Rated R Superstar made his WWF debut.
Okay.
Back when he would, you know, like, sit in the crowd and be out there and then would come through the crowd to make his entrance. Then he became part of the Brood and then all of that wonky stuff.
So I want to interrupt you for a second.
Yep.
You know, we're just going to diverge from the wrestling for a second. Back on June 15th, 2007, Bob Barker made his last appearance on The Price is Right. 16 years since he hasn't hosted that show.
It's all been Drew Carey.
It's been Drew Carey.
I'm sorry, WWE Hall of Famer Drew Carey.
WWE Hall of Famer Drew Carey. I was just looking at something that's like, oh, that was a thing? All right, it's been that long?
Mm-hmm.
All right, continue on.
And then finally, well, for most of the people on the East Coast, when it rolls in, you know, in about 8 minutes, it's going to roll into the next day. But June 18th, 2001, The Undertaker Stalker was unmasked at Monday Night Raw to be, it's me, it's DDP.
It is, in fact, DDP.
And then that whole thing just went downhill.
It went into a direction that many criticized, but that's fine. It's fine. It happens.
Well, it's like the...
I'm sure on paper it looked really good. Like, I was actually kind of cool with the DDP Undertaker, but yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, it just...
Well, here's rocked. The thing. Like, having the Stalker was fine. I think the biggest problem was the fact of that feud was horribly one-sided.
Yeah.
Like, if you had actually given DDP a win...
It was still at that point where we're going to make, you know, WWE guys bury all the W. Like, Vince was just like, you guys are just here to make us look good. And, yeah, you're right. Give him something, DDP more. Wasn't that, like, the last, pretty much, like, the last thing he did in wrestling?
No.
No. He went to TNA. He went to...
Okay, so was that the last thing he did in, like, WWE, though, right? No. Did he leave?
No.
Yep.
No.
I just don't remember anything other than him and Taker.
All right. Now we're going to move into celebrity birthdays.
Before you do, I have one other tidbit of entertainment for you.
All right.
Back on June 14th, 1976, 47 years ago, it was the debut of The Gong Show. In case people remember that show.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, Sub?
What was the debut of?
The Gong Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's an old show. That was a cool show.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple little factoids about from the week. All right, Brent, birthdays. What we got?
All right. First up for celebrity birthdays, we have from Short Circuit and The Breakfast Club, Ali Sheedy.
Okay. I legitimately do not know that name.
Ain't Almost Fire. Yeah, I don't know anything modern.
But you name movies that were old. You name movies that were old, so we'll go 60.
I'm going to say 50.
She is 61 years old.
Okay.
Next up.
Yeah, my math was off. I should have, like, wait a minute. I was 10 years old when that movie came out. I should have said 60.
Next up, we have someone who he's been through a lot. So I would say his body probably feels a lot older than what he is. From Jackass, Steve-O.
He's got to be about 50.
Yeah, I'll say 49.
Sub right on the dot, 49.
Just think about that. He's up there now.
Yeah. Him and Johnny Knoxville both. It's like, you start to realize, like, okay, you know, they were young, but they were a little bit on the older side of young when they were doing Jackass. And now when you look at him, you're like, oh yeah, no.
And Johnny's now doing another, prank show on ABC. He's like it's like punked. It's not him actually performing the pranks, but he's like producing
the
pranks.
He's just the host.
It's him and two other people. I saw a commercial for it. I don't remember the other two.
I mean, good on him for, you know, at least saving his body a little bit, because he's been through a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's put himself through a lot of things for the years.
He killed his body for celebrity status. What's that sound like for fame?
Mick Foley.
That sounds like every wrestler we know.
called The Prank Panel. It's going to be on ABC. Eric Andre, Gabourey Sidibe, and John Knoxville are the people in charge.
That's cool.
And I'm just seeing a note on it. While filming in December 2022, a handyman hired via TaskRabbit sued Johnny Knoxville for emotional distress he experienced during a prank. Eric Andre quit filming the show multiple times due to Knoxville's insistent pranking of him, but he finally conversed to return with Knoxville making a truce. So that sounds like the show's off to a good start.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that says something, considering the fact that Eric Andre is not really he's not really known for being a, like, level-headed individual himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has some wacky-ass stuff that he does.
Oh, apparently it just premiered. So,
okay.
It's out there.
All right. Next up, he's America's Ass from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Scott Pilgrim. It is one Chris Evans. And also one of the greatest cameos in Fall Guys. Or Free Guy. I'm
going to say 43.
What was his name?
Chris Evans.
44.
Huh. 42.
Yeah, I was going to go low. I should have waited for the name. Like, oh, wait a minute.
All right, next up, former child stars. Now they're doing, I believe, fashion. And quite arguably, their sister has kind of usurped them as being the more popular of the group. It's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
37.
Without skipping a beat.
38.
37.
Because as I was reading something before, I saw the age.
Okay.
So I was waiting to see if you actually brought them up.
Yeah. Next up, former rapper turned actor. He's been in Are We There Yet? He's been in the 21 Jump Street reboots. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. I think he's up there a little bit. I'm going to say...
He's been around a minute.
55.
58.
54.
Dang.
Oh.
Next up, he was I guess you could call him a child star originally. He's gone on to also have a pretty good Broadway career. He had a resurgence in the Harold and Kumar movies. He's Dr. Horrible. It is Neil Patrick Harris.
I would say 48.
Nah, 38.
50.
Oh my God.
I mean, if you think about How I Met Your Mother was like 10 years ago at this point, ended.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention How I Met Your Mother. Whoops.
Have you met Ted?
Legend. Wait for it. Derry.
There you go.
All right, four more. Next up, from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's been in Civil War, he was in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and he was also in Inglourious Basterds, Daniel Brühl.
Well, what's the movies again?
I don't know who that is.
It's Baron Zemo from the Marvel Universe.
Oh, okay.
No idea who that is.
Rock, did you see Inglourious Basterds?
Maybe.
45.
It's the one with Brad Pitt in World War II.
I think.
He was the German Rocky soldier out. That...
We'll go 44 because he went 45.
45.
Oh, I was right.
All right. And speaking of Harold and Kumar, John Cho. That's Harold.
They went to White Castle?
Yes. They also went to Guantanamo Bay.
He was also in How I Met Your Mother.
There's been a lot of things. He was Sulu from the most recent Star Wars reboot or Star Trek reboot.
No one cares about that. 51.
Wow, Rock. Wow.
I don't care about
Star Trek. MILF.
He was MILF. That guy too.
Oh yeah, I forgot. He was also in. Oh, Bob Huggins got arrested over the weekend.
Yeah, you're just 38. He's saying 38. All right, what is it?
51.
Oh wow.
Again, American Pie was in 1999, 2000, so...
Well, I've been thinking, like, Jesus, dude, that means he was almost 30 when he did that, because...
Yeah, no, he's been deceptively old, his career.
It was kind of like Doogie Howser, or, you know, the Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, he looks really young, but then it's like, oh yeah, he's in his 50s. What?
Ralph Macchio, I think, was, like, in his late 20s when he did, like, The Outsiders and shit.
All right, and last one... She was in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She was also in the Star Trek reboot Rock as Lieutenant Uhura. It's Gamora from the Marvel Universe, Zoe Saldana. Oh, and
so the fine. Avatar movie. Show me where that booty's at. Is she the main chick in Avatar?
Yes.
I used to get her mixed up with the chick that was in Riddick Chronicles, the Lady Dam or whatever, Damie.
45?
I always thought that was the same girl for some reason.
Go 45 on our age.
Okay.
What'd you say?
45 for the third time?
I'll go 48.
45. Oh, and Thandi Newton. That's who you thought it was. The girl from Westworld.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And finally, we have our topical movie of the week.
I'm scared when you say topical.
What? Why are you...
What is it, Brent? What is your topical movie?
So, well, on the East Coast, we would like to say Happy Father's Day. So, even though he's not on the show, we'd like to, you know, extend Happy Father's Day wishes to one Godfather, Rob Parks. And in honor of that, our movie of the week is Big Daddy from 1999.
That, okay.
Paying tribute to a movie that father.
Paper down on every mess. That shit was funny.
Scuba Steve.
So, some pieces of trivia for Big Daddy. Adam Sandler's wife, Jackie Sandler, plays the waitress at the bar that gets Julian a root beer. This started the tradition of having his wife cameo in almost every Adam Sandler film.
Okay.
While filming, The Waterboy came out and was a huge success. Noticing the box office, Sony sent a memo to the set, letting the production team and Adam Sandler know that they had extra money to film or expand scenes that they felt were lacking. This allowed smaller characters played by Rob Schneider and Steve Buscemi to have greater roles.
Okay.
This is the most successful movie of Adam Sandler's career, making over $163 million domestically until Hotel Transylvania 2 came out in 2015 that made over $169 million, so $6 million more. It is still his most successful live-action movie, however. Cole and Dylan Sprouse, who play Julian, lost baby teeth during production and had to be fitted with temporary replacements. Dylan Sprouse's tooth fell out in the middle of a take. Near the end of the movie, just after entering Hooters for his birthday, Sonny makes a reference to Julian about dealing with the missing tooth while holding him. Hey, you, still missing that tooth? End quote. This is the last Adam Sandler comedy before founding Happy Madison Productions as the founder and CEO. It was also the first movie for Sony Pictures where Happy Madison Productions is also his first movie for Sony Pictures where Happy Madison Productions is housed under. Speaking of Scuba Steve, the Scuba Steve action figure in this movie is a fictional doll made up by Adam Sandler. Scuba Steve is made based on a doll that Adam Sandler owned when he was a child named Diver Dan. Diver Dan can be briefly seen in the intro scenes of another Dennis Dugan film, Problem Child. Bill Murray, Jack Nicholson, Steve Martin, and Christopher Lloyd were all considered for the role of Lenny Koufax, and Ben Stiller and Jim Carrey were considered for the role of Sonny Koufax at one point.
I don't know if that would have played the movie well.
Nah, probably not. Adam Sandler and Leslie Mann both also happened to appear in the movie Funny People together. Cole and Dylan Sprouse did not actually urinate on the building or plants. It was faked using pocket-sized pumps. Chris Farley was originally attached to star in this film, but died before production could begin. And finally, the working title for this movie was Guy Gets Kid. And that is the Intern's Corner.
Why am I sub, like, feedbacking?
I don't know.
Sub, you good? Because you're far away. That's why it's feedbacking. Got it.
Yeah, and it's raining, so it's a little noisy.
No, it had.
But what did you ask? What did you ask me?
You were because you were far away. It was feedbacking the audio. We were hearing it.
Oh,
double.
Like right now.
Now you're good. When you're right here talking to us, perfect. When you were not near the phone or whatever device you're using, it was feedback.
Okay.
Anyway,
we'll go with that.
Debate time.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
Since Discord has it as a button, I'm just going to use the Discord one.
There we go.
All right. Dad jokes, year three. Let's roll.
Oh, God. It's that time of year. Rock's making me do another one of these goddamn tournaments. But as per my request, if I have to do this, Rock has to hit the button for every single one. Okay, that was a double.
At least you don't have to, like, talk like a pirate or something.
How is it a double? Is this...
For some... I just heard it loop.
Is it looping because it's coming through Discord? All right, we'll do the other one.
Okay.
Yay, Discord, and then playing it back, probably because reasons and things and stuff.
Because reasons. Because reasons.
This one, fine?
Yep, only the one.
Because you're hearing it me, and then it's playing the sound because it, and whatever, it doesn't matter. Just
okay. So,
audio. That's fine.
Audio cues, yay! All right, so for this, we're going to do round number one. What do you call a fibbing cat? A lion. How can you tell when a comic passes gas? Something smells funny.
A lion.
The lion.
Lion.
You're lying.
Next.
Not sure.
The other one wasn't bad. It just didn't tickle me like the first one.
Not sure if you've noticed, but I love bad puns. That's just how I roll. Why did the computer catch cold? It left a window open.
That's how I roll.
Window.
I roll,
move on next.
What did one volcano say to the other? I lava you. How do you organize a space party? You plan it.
Lava.
I hate you all.
What are you picking?
Lava.
Next.
Why'd the roofer go to the doctor? He had shingles. What do you call a fish with no eyes? Fish!
Shingles?
Yeah, we'll go to shingles.
Sub?
Shingles.
Hang on, next.
Just so that way that I don't have to pronounce it. Why did the watch go on vacation? To unwind. What did the trees say when spring finally arrived? What a relief.
Vacation.
Relief.
Relief.
Yeah, I like that.
Next.
What do you call a rude cow? Beef jerky. What do you call a potato wearing glasses? A spectator.
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky for sure.
Ground asshole.
Next.
What do you give the dentist of the year? A little plaque. How do mice floss their teeth? With string cheese.
String cheese.
Plaque.
Next.
Did you hear about the cold dinner? It was chilly. How does a penguin build a house? He glues it together.
Chili.
Igloo.
Chili moves on next.
All right, into round number twos. What do we call a fibbing cat? A lion. Not sure if you noticed, but I love bad puns. That's how I roll.
A lion.
Fine.
Christian.
Lion moves on next.
What did one volcano say to the other? I lava you. Why'd the roofer go to the doctor? He had shingles.
Lava you.
Lava.
It doesn't really matter, so.
Make a pick.
But it already went.
Did that move on? Make a pick.
It's gonna move on.
So he went shingles. Next.
No, I'm gonna pick lava just to make it three.
No, it's already, you know, I knew.
No, I didn't vote. So therefore,
you're being
difficult. Change it.
You're being difficult.
You need to change it.
You're being difficult.
Because you're doing dad jokes for a third fucking year.
Guess what? We'll probably do them again next year too. So be
God
ready.
Damn it! No! What did the tree say when spring finally arrived? What a relief. What do you call a rude cow? Beef jerky.
Jerky.
Brent?
Jerky.
Moves on next.
You dick. What do you give the dentist of the year? A little plaque. Did you hear about the cold dinner? It was chili. Chili. Oh, actually, I need to make chili tomorrow, actually.
Chili. Sub.
Chili.
Chili moves on next.
That'll turn out pretty good, actually. What do you call a fibbing cat? A lion. What did one volcano say to the other? I love you.
A lion.
Hey.
Lion.
There.
Clicking many buttons.
Don't you skimp on my drum or my rim there. Shot. There we go.
Better?
Okay, now that's just obsessive.
What's your pick?
Lava.
Lion moves on next.
What do you call a rude cow? Beef jerky. Did you hear about the cold dinner? It was chili.
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky moves on next.
All right. What do you call a fibbing cat? A lion. What do you call a rude cow? Beef jerky. It's basically the same joke, you just changed the punchline.
Lion.
Lion.
Jerky.
A lion moves on next.
All right, back into round number one. Did you hear about the bossy man at the bar? He ordered everyone around. What sits on a seabed and has anxiety? A nervous wreck.
A nervous wreck.
Yarr.
A nervous wreck.
Moves on next.
Ooh, Rock, should I be telling that in the pirate voice from now on?
If it continues on, sure.
Okay, I'll be doing it then. Because it'll be fun. What kind of music do elves listen to? Rap music. What do you call birds that stick together? Velcros.
First one.
Velcros.
Velcros. That one was actually kind of interesting.
Next.
What did the blanket say to the bed? I've got you covered. What did the earthquake say when it was done? Sorry, my fault.
I got you covered.
My fault.
Bed moves on next.
How do you cook an alligator? With a crock pot. Did you hear about the broken guitar for sale? It comes with no strings attached.
No strings attached.
Crock pot.
Crock.
Moves on next.
Bye.
Why did the computer go to bed? It needed to crash. I wanted to take a bath, but decided to leave it where it is.
Crash.
Bath.
I'm gonna go with bath, because the computer one just hits a little too close to home.
Especially last weekend.
I still haven't tried the things that they suggested, just because I use what I do now.
Good.
Why don't eggs tell jokes? They crack each other up. Why do bananas wear sunscreen? Because they peel.
Peel.
First one.
They crack each other up.
Next.
What did the mama cow say to the baby cow? It's pasture bedtime. What is a pirate's favorite letter? You think it's the R, but it's really the C.
The first one.
Brent.
Pasture.
It be the C, matey. Yar.
Cow moves on. There.
You guys just voted that out so I wouldn't have to do the pirate voice.
No, of course not. Why would we?
Because you're a dick. What? When does Friday come before Thursday? In the dictionary. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Summer wasn't too bad either.
Not the Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty.
That was horrible.
Humpty Dumpty.
The dictionary joke.
Next.
What sits on the seabed and has anxiety? A nervous wreck. What do you call birds that stick together? Velcros.
Nervous wreck.
Velcros.
Wreck. What the blanket say to the bed? I've got you covered. How do you cook an alligator? With a crock pot.
He also didn't do the voice for the last one, just saying.
You know. Well, because there was more of a pirate joke down below.
First one, the bad one.
Crockpot.
Sub?
Crockpot.
Next.
I wanted to take a bath, but decided to leave it where it is. Why don't eggs tell jokes? They'd crack each other up.
The bath one.
Eggs.
Print.
Because they crack me up.
I'll go bath.
Moves on next.
What did the mama cow say to the baby cow? It's past your bedtime. When does Friday come before Thursday? In the dictionary.
Cow.
Past your bedtime.
Dictionary.
Cow moves on next.
What sits on the sea? What sits on the seabed and has anxiety? A nervous wreck. How do you cook an alligator? With a crock pot.
Sea.
The sea.
The sea. The sea moves on next.
I wanted to take a bath, but decided to leave it where it is. What did the mama cow say to the baby cow? It's past your bedtime.
Bath.
Pasture.
Body Works.
Moves on next.
What sits on the seabed and has anxiety? A nervous wreck. I wanted to take a bath, but decided to leave it where it is.
A wreck.
Bath.
Wreck.
Moves on next.
All right. We're halfway through. For the love of God. What kind of sandals do frogs wear? Open-toed. What is a calendar's favorite food? Dates.
Open-toed.
Ribbit.
The second one.
Next. Toad moved on. Next.
What should you do if you meet a giant? Use big words. Why'd the drum go to bed? It was beat.
It was beat.
Beat.
Beat moves on next.
What's a zebra? Come on, bloat. There it is. A couple sizes bigger than an A. That was awful.
Yeah.
Why did the deer go to the dentist? It had buck teeth.
I guess I'll go with the buck teeth.
I'm going to go with the zebra.
Is it B-R-A-H? Bra?
Bra. Bro. Bra?
Well, I mean, if it's bra. That, then we'll go bra.
Bra moves on next.
What do pigs use to clean up? Hogwash. Why was the football stadium cold? There were too many fans. I guess it's not Philadelphia.
Hogwash.
Hogwash.
Fans. What do you call a moose with no name? Anonymoose. Did you hear about the cat who ate a lemon? Now it's a sourpuss.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Sourpuss.
Anonymous. Moves on next.
When is a door not a door? When it's ajar.
That's a riddle, not a joke.
What do you get when you cross an elephant and a fish? Swimming trunks.
Swimming trunks.
A door.
You mean ajar?
I went with a door.
It's a riddle. What a fucking joke.
What are you going with, Brent?
Trunks.
Trunks, move on next.
Why did the banana go to the doctor? Because it wasn't peeling well. What kind of bug can tell time? A clock roach.
A clock roach.
Banana.
Boo.
I have to get on the one.
Banana.
Banana moves on next.
What do you call a cow with two legs? Lean beef. Did you hear about the woman who couldn't stop collecting magazines? She had issues.
She had issues.
Lean beef.
Beef.
Beef moves on next.
Now we're into round number two. What kind of sandals do frogs wear? Open-toed. Why did the drum go to bed? It was beat.
First one.
The toad.
Open-toed moves on next.
What is a zebra? A couple sizes larger than an A. What do pigs use to clean up? Hogwash.
Wash.
Zebra.
Hey, bra.
Hey, bra. Moves on next.
What do you call a moose with no name? Anonymous. What do you get when you cross an elephant and a fish? Swimming trunks.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Casey, you're not helping.
Sub, what's your pick?
Not a moose.
Not a moose moves on next.
I thought you had taste, Casey. Thought you had taste. Why did the banana go to the doctor? Because it wasn't peeling well. What do you call a cow with two legs? Lean beef.
Banana.
The first one.
Lean beef.
Banana moves on next.
What kind of sandals do frogs wear? Open-toed. What's a zebra a couple sizes bigger than an A?
We're going open-toed.
Brah.
Brah. Moves on next.
Brah.
What do you call a moose with no name? A nanny moose. Why the banana go to the doctor? Because it wasn't peeling well.
Not peeling well.
Banana.
Anonymous.
Banana moves on next.
Who got the keys to
me? What's a zebra? A couple sizes bigger than an A. Why'd the banana go to the doctor? Because it wasn't peeling well.
I like them both, brah. I'm not peeling, brah.
We're going banana. Hey, brah. You're going brah? Peeling.
I'm going to go brah.
Sub, what'd you go with?
Brah.
Brah. Moves on next.
All right, we're going to go down into our last bits of round number ones.
Can you guys hear the thunder?
No.
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 No. Have you ever had a bad sausage? It's the worst. I once read a book about glue. I couldn't put it down.
Jesus Christ.
Worst.
Why? Why?
Glue. Sup?
Not glue.
Next. Worst moved on next.
A horse walked into the bar. A bartender said, "Why the long face?" That's an old one.
Hey, that's a really old one, dude.
Why did the girl toss a clock out the window? She wanted to see time fly. God, you really scraped the bottom of the barrel with these ones, Rock.
This is great.
Time fly.
Time flies. So?
He said long face.
Long face. All right.
Long face.
Time fly moves on next.
What do you give a scientist with bad breath? Experiments. Did you hear about the guy who drank invisible ink? He's at the hospital waiting to be seen.
Experiments.
First one.
Experiments moves on next.
Did you hear about the walrus and cashew that threw a party?
No, repeat it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear about the walnut and cashew that threw a party? It was nuts. Did you hear about the guy who is afraid of hurdles? He got over it.
Nuts.
Hurdles.
Nuts.
Nuts move on next.
How can you tell if a pig is hot? It's bacon. What did Benjamin Franklin say when he discovered electricity? Nothing. He was too shocked.
Bacon.
Too shocked.
Brent.
Non-Philly.
So bacon moves on next.
What should you do to prevent dry skin? Use a towel. What do you call a man wearing a rug on his head? Matt.
The first one.
First one.
I'll throw the pity vote to Team Chat.
There you go, next.
What did the girl say to her fingers? I'm counting on you.
Whoa.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
A can't opener.
Can't.
Sub.
It's a can't.
Next.
What does a cake and baseball have in common? They both need a batter. Why do bees have sticky hair? Because they use honeycombs.
Honeycomb.
These are fucking awful. Baseball, because sports.
Sports. Move on there.
Have you ever had a bad sausage? It's the worst. Why did the girl toss a clock out the window? She wanted to see time fly.
Time fly. Time fly.
Fly.
Fly moves on next.
What do you give a scientist with bad breath? Experiments? Did you hear about the walnut and cashew that threw a party? It was nuts.
Nuts.
Mints.
Nuts.
Move on next.
How can you tell if a pig is hot? It's bacon. What should you do to prevent dry skin? Use a towel.
Bacon.
The second one.
It's bacon!
Next.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener. What does cake and baseball have in common? They both need a batter.
Can't open.
Batter.
Can't.
Can't moves on. Next.
Why did the girl toss a clock out the window? She wanted to see time fly. Did you hear about the walnut and cashew that threw a party? It was nuts.
Nuts.
It was nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts. Move on there.
How can you tell if a pig is hot? It's bacon. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
I'm going to go with can't opener.
Can't opener.
Cannot.
Moves on next.
All right. Did you hear about the walnut and cashew that threw a party? It was nuts. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
Can't opener.
Cannot opener.
Cannot opener. Moves on next.
All right. Into our semifinals. Fuck's sake. What do you call a fibbing cat? A lion. What sits on the seabed and has anxiety? A nervous wreck.
Lion.
Wreck.
For the voice, we'll let him do the voice for the final, so nervous wreck.
Okay. What is a zebra? A couple sizes larger than an A. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
Zebra.
Brah.
Can't open.
Zebra. Brah. Moves on. Next.
All right. In our third place matchup, what do you call a fibbing cat? A lion. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
A lion.
No, lion.
Right? Can't opener.
Lion is third place. Next.
All right, and in our main event of this evening, first up, yar, what sits on the seabed and has anxiety? A nervous wreck. And then, what's a zebra? A couple sizes bigger than an A.
So,
nervous wreck.
Zebra.
If it's a dad joke, zebra.
Zebra is your winner. Wasn't so bad, Brent.
They were fucking awful.
It wasn't so bad.
They were awful.
Why were they awful?
They were pretty
just
bad.
Are.
You just,
yeah, they were pretty bad. Pretty, just, bad. Pretty bad.
Thanks up.
Pretty bird.
You know, you just sometimes you just gotta just, you know, it's a dad joke. Don't worry, we'll have more jokes as the year goes on. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Can't wait.
Should be a fun time.
I can wait a whole nother year for it.
I said jokes in general, not just, you know, dad jokes. And jokes in general.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, she enjoyed it. I mean...
Casey's not around anymore.
What do you mean he's not around anymore?
Oh, god damn it, he's dead.
He just said he enjoyed it. Like,
Casey, you're not helping!
He's totally helping you.
No, he's not.
He will tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Are we talking about Monday, or are we talking about Money in the Bank? Earlier than normal. And the first episode of AEW Collision.
10 p.m. Eastern, Monday night is the Raw Power Show. 11 p.m. Eastern, The Rack is Live. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, next Saturday. 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Fortnite with Friends, followed by CBR Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's CBR Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CBRadioGoe, at King Kids, at Lone Jabber, at Wade Manson, final thoughts, sub.
Some of the jokes weren't so bad. It wasn't so bad.
They weren't so good either.
No, they weren't very good.
But they're not supposed to be good.
What are you going to do?
They're supposed to be funny, and they were funny.
They were. Some of them were actually pretty fun. I ain't gonna lie.
Say, supporter for year four next year. All right. Brent, final thought.
Thank you.
Peace. You know what? Tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, is Juneteenth. So keep that in mind. Other than that, have a good weekend, y'all. See you tomorrow night.
grandfathers and all the fathers out there that are listening, because there's fathers that are listening and do the things. Tim won't be on the show tomorrow night because he's a father, but Casey will be, even though he's a father.
He's our other father. He's our other network father.
I mean, we have many network fathers at this point. So, there you go. Anyway, this has been Super Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night. 11:30 people. Along the arrows on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/live, where if you have Amazon Prime link, it's your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle above the screen, and you can use your credit card Rocket Second for an item shop. And
CBRadioLot.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.